Happy Saturday, y'all. I usually don't post a video on Saturday, but there are some exciting new updates to KeySearch. So if you love KeySearch and you want some help with keyword research, you're gonna wanna watch this video. I'm gonna go through the two new updates to KeySearch. I'm sure they have much more planned, so I'll probably be back sooner than I expect. But in this video, I'm gonna be going through their new deep dive feature and the changes that they have made to their filter function. If you don't know me, hi, I'm Nina Clapperton. I'm the founder of She Knows SEO, and I am here to help you with your SEO to grow your traffic organically. If you want an extra little help with that, you can find my content audit checklist. I'll put the link in the description below, which is my workbook for updating your content to get more traffic out of the posts you already have. Okay, so in KeySearch, if you go to the keyword research area, other than the fact that they changed it to this like white color that people are really unhappy with, I will reserve judgment on that. We mostly have everything looking the same. But if you click on the filter button, which first of all, they have finally made easier to find, thank God. I mean, it was so challenging before, but the filter button is now more apparent. Here you can see the results are now able to be filtered in more ways. So before you could only filter by adding maybe one word, you could do volume, you could do score and number of words to some extent, but now we have even more. Now you can add negative words. So for example, the example I usually give is like, if I want to write about Ontario, Canada, there's an Ontario in California. So I could put California in the negative words and then it's not going to include that. Now I'll give an example here with the ChatGPT keyword that I have open. If I type in free and click filter, then any of the keywords that had free are gonna go away. So before we had 701 keywords, now we have 685. So it's just filtering out of the existing 700 that or so, usually it's 700, 699 that are here. It's just going to filter those for us. Now I could also say that I want it to include plugin. Maybe I really want to talk about ChatGPT plugins and those are the only keywords I want. Now I'm just gonna have 8. So this is going to keep reducing it for me and it can let you get even more specific when you are searching for certain keywords. This is a really great thing to have, especially because we can add multiples now. So we can add a comma and then keep adding more and more, which we weren't able to do before. So that's really exciting. You're also able to filter by number of words in the keyword. So for a long tail keyword, that's 4 or more words typically. In travel, it's 6 or more words. We have the difficulty score that you can filter. You have the cost per click, that's more for ads. Typically bloggers aren't using that, but if you're looking for a certain ad, like cost for Google ads, then you can filter that here, or the search volume. And then we have the handy dandy reset to undo all of the weird stuff I just did. Now for the deep dive section. This is what I'm kind of most excited about. I think it's a really cool area. So in the deep dive area, it's kind of reminiscent of Query Hunter if you have that plugin, where you're actually able to get these 701, usually 700 results filtered for you by the system itself. So you can see that 701 is all keywords, questions is 260. So these are the same keywords that were showing up in the all keywords area, but now it's only going to show me the questions. This is great for finding FAQ questions or just question keywords to target generally or H2s to include in the post. We also have purchase intent keywords. This is the section I'm most skeptical about, to be honest. It's cool if you hover over the word like purchase intent or questions, it'll explain what that means. And one of the things that they suggest here is that best makes it a purchase intent keyword. So for example, ChatGPT best uses, that's not a purchase intent keyword. Like that's not what that is. So we do need to use kind of our common sense with this to figure out, is it actually a buyer intent keyword that could be used for an affiliate or product? In some cases, no, but it's a lot easier to go through 10 keywords than to go through 700 to try and figure that out. I love the comparison keywords. I think comparisons are super fun to do, especially comparing two different tools. So this is gonna be my favorite for sure. And it looks for alternative versus or and kind of other different ones, which is a really great thing that it's not just picking one. We also have local SEO. So if you are looking to find SEO terms for a local business, for example, like best dentist in downtown Toronto or something, what this is looking for is for location keywords. So for example, best ways to use ChatGPT in Toronto. That wouldn't show up here because, I mean, that would make no sense, but it has the potential to show up here. So it typically looks for like local, near me, in my area. Sometimes it'll even have like ChatGPT Maine, ChatGPT Toronto. Like it'll just keep like listing a bunch of locations. And finally, we have long tail keywords. Now, as I mentioned before, long tail keywords are keywords that are a certain length, so a certain number of words. Typically, these keywords are easier because they are more specific, so they often are a bit easier to rank for. Interestingly, KeySearch is doing long tail keywords for 5 or more words, so it's kind of in the middle of like other niches in travel, which I thought was really interesting. I always think like the longer it is, the more specific, which is great. They do tend to have a bit of a lower volume, but you can actually win them. So if you're gonna get more traffic from them, I'd say that's better. And in all of these areas, you can still use that filter that we had in the keyword research area that is still available here. So here you can actually go through and still filter, okay, actually I don't want it to be 5 words, I want it to be 6 or more words. That's really helpful, so we can make this even more customized to our needs. So you're gonna be able to play around with this even more. Now, I just opened the filter section and you might be going, Nina, that looks a little bit different. And it does. That's because now there's a domains in ranking pages section and a domain authority is section. So this is where you can actually define that you only want to pull keywords where a certain domain is ranking. So if you have a competitor that you often compete with and you don't want to go and like mine them in the competitive analysis area, you could actually look here and say, okay, I want ones where, I don't know, TripAdvisor is in the top 10. I want ones where She Knows SEO is in the top 10. And that's what you're going to be able to find here is that whatever URL you put, you can put multiple, which is great, put a comma, then it's going to look for instances where they are in this 700 bulk keyword area and then filter it down. Always remember this is not doing a new search, it is filtering the search that you already did. If you want it to be like, okay, you want 3 specific people to always be ranking in the top 10, you would just toggle on the match domains area, or match all domains, pardon me, area, and then that's going to make it so that any domain that you have listed is going to need to be included for that keyword to be shown. So otherwise, if I was like TripAdvisor and She Knows SEO, okay, well, if I don't have that on, only one of us needs to be in the top 10, which means you could get very different results. But if you have match all domains on, if we both need to be in the top 10, you're gonna get way fewer because I don't think TripAdvisor and She Knows SEO rank for the same things. If we do, it'd be something about travel vlogging. But then you'd be able to find something that we both rank for. Now, they also have this new feature, domain authority is, and you can choose less than or equal to, greater than or equal to, or equal to, and you can select a number. Maybe you want, okay, you're a brand new site, so you want DAs less than 30, and you want them to be in the top, and then you can specify positions. Now, it's gonna look in the top 10, it's not looking at like top 40, but you can say, okay, in the top 3, I want only keywords where the domain authority of somebody in the top 3 is less than 30. So if I search that, here we can see, okay, so now it's adjusted those 701 keywords to 4. We have ChatGPT versus Copilot, ChatGPT resume prompt, ChatGPT Notion, and ChatGPT recipes. This is great for filtering the content even further. I think it's a really great system that they've set up, and I didn't even go into yet all of the details that we have on this deep dive area. Now, deep dive, you're gonna need to use up a few more credits because you need to run more searches here. It's a newer tool, doesn't have as many searches cataloged so far, but you can see here, this is kind of what it's gonna look like when you do have it so that it's gonna show each site. If a site is not showing, there's like a little magnifying glass that'll show underscore. Just click on that, wait a second, and it's going to run to pull that information for you. So here we have the keyword, the volume. So that is always going to be the impressions, essentially, like the number of people on average searching the term every month. It is not the same as traffic. We have cost per click, paid per click, I think it's the way you would say it. I never remember what that one is. I've never used these two. Then we have the trend. So that's going to be that graph that we saw in the keyword research area shown kind of in a smaller way here, which is, I think, good enough. Like we just need to get an idea of it. Then we have the estimated number of links, and this is linking domains, so it's not individual links, and I think that's a better metric because if one site links to you 100 times, that's kind of useless. Like that's redundant, basically. And often that means that things like Instagram or Pinterest might get picked up there. So I think this is a way better estimate of how many linking domains you would need to get to rank in the top 10. Then we have the average DA of the top three results. So this one I take a bit more with a grain of salt, but what I really love is that the ranking pages, you can see at a glance who is ranking. You can see how many sites are ranking. You can see the type of sites. You can see their DA and even a little like logo of them, or like, I guess their icon would be the word, the site identity icon thing. Which gives you an idea of who they are. So I can tell that Reddit is here in the first place. I can tell ChatGPT is in the last place for this ChatGPT recipes. And annoyingly, I wish you could just like click on it and it would take you to them. Probably I'd get annoyed with that later though. So instead what you do is if you hover over one of these icons and go up, there is a link and you'll be able to click on that link and then it'll open that up in a new window for you. So, or a new tab, pardon me. So that's a great way to be able to kind of go through these and actually get to do the competitor research at a glance a little bit more easily. Now in some of them, not all of them, it will also show me the title of the blog post. I don't yet know exactly why some do and some don't. I'm guessing with these ones that this is more like they're showing like Reddit and ChatGPT, so maybe they don't have that coded in, but I've seen it before with Reddit, so I'm not sure. I feel like it varies a little bit. This is still a new tool. And then we have the score over here as usual, which is the difficulty score, and that is Key Search's score. So this has been the updates to Key Search. Now you're going to be able to filter even more, which is amazing. Filters are so key for making you not sit and go through 700 keywords for hours. And I think that this deep dive area is going to be really beneficial for people, especially for newbies and especially for people who need a bit of help with extra headers for an outline. I'm personally having a lot of fun with it, even though maybe I don't necessarily need it, but I love it. I think it's a really cool new tool. Key Search is coming out with a lot of cool new stuff. If you don't have Key Search yet, you should get it. And you can get it for 30% off with my discount code, SHENOWSSEO. That is all one word, and I will link it in the description below for y'all. I also have an in-depth Key Search tutorial, which I'm gonna put on the screen right now. I don't know where it'll show up, but it'll show up on the screen now, where you can go and watch like my full review and walkthrough of the tool to learn how to use all of its other aspects, including how to use its content assistant to save yourself like hundreds of dollars a year on RankIQ, because essentially it does the same thing and it's built in for the like total price of Key Search. You're not paying anything more. If you enjoyed this and you want to learn more about SEO and AI tools, please subscribe, turn on the little notification bell, and you will be alerted when my next video comes out. Okay, I'll see y'all on Thursday. Bye.